Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India has just added its 99th Ramsar site, a significant milestone in the country's commitment to wetland conservation, and this new site is none other than the Shekha Jhil Bird Sanctuary in Aligarh district, Uttar Pradesh. What makes this significant is that the Ramsar Convention, which is an intergovernmental treaty for the conservation and sustainable use of wetlands, was signed in Ramsar, Iran, in 1971 and entered into force in 1975. The Convention on Wetlands of International Importance, commonly called the Ramsar Convention, aims to protect these critical ecosystems. But why does this matter? Wetlands are crucial for supporting biodiversity, including rare, vulnerable, or endangered species, and they provide essential ecosystem services such as water recharge, flood regulation, and support for local agricultural communities. A wetland qualifies as a Ramsar site if it meets any one of the 9 Ramsar criteria, including supporting rare, vulnerable, or endangered species, regularly supporting 20,000 or more waterbirds, regularly supporting 1% or more of the population of a waterbird species, or providing fish spawning grounds or nursery habitat. First, it's essential to understand these criteria to appreciate the significance of India's Ramsar sites. Crucially, India's Ramsar journey has been marked by a steady increase in the number of designated sites, with the country now having a total of 99 Ramsar sites, covering an area of approximately 13.26 lakh hectares. Building on this, it's worth noting that India is among the countries with the most Ramsar sites, with the UK having over 175 sites, Mexico having around 142 sites, Spain having around 76 sites, and India having 99 sites. And here is something that surprises many students: the state with the highest number of Ramsar sites in India is Uttar Pradesh. Now, let us turn to the specifics of the Shekha Jhil Bird Sanctuary, which is located in the Gangetic Plain, a critical flyway for Central Asian migratory birds. The significance of Shekha Jhil lies in its ability to support a variety of waterfowl, including ducks, cranes, storks, and waders during the winter months. What makes this sanctuary even more crucial is its role in providing water recharge, flood regulation, and supporting local agricultural communities. But why is this important for India's ecological balance? The answer lies in the ecosystem services provided by wetlands, which are essential for maintaining biodiversity, regulating water cycles, and supporting human livelihoods. Now, let us look at the broader context of wetland conservation in India. India's wetland policy framework aims to conserve and manage wetlands, but there are several threats to Indian wetlands, including encroachment and reclamation for agriculture and real estate, pollution from industrial, agricultural runoff, and sewage discharge, invasive species such as Eikonia crassips, also known as water hyacinth, which chokes water bodies, climate change, which alters rainfall patterns and increases evaporation, and siltation from upstream deforestation and poor land use. With that background in place, let us look at the key Ramsar sites to remember for UPSC. Remember this number, 99, which is the number of Ramsar sites in India. Note this carefully: the first Ramsar sites in India were Chilika Lake and Kyoledio Ghana, which were designated in 1981. This is a favorite prelims fact. The Ramsar Convention was signed in 1971 in Ramsar, Iran, and entered into force in 1975. The Ramsar Secretariat is located in Gland, Switzerland, and World Wetlands Day is celebrated on 2nd February. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, it's essential to remember the key facts and numbers, such as the number of Ramsar sites in India, the first Ramsar sites, and the significance of the Ramsar Convention. For mains, you need to understand the role of wetlands in climate change mitigation and adaptation, the conflict between wetland conservation and development pressure, and the effectiveness of Ramsar designation in the absence of additional legal protection. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but what is relevant is that India has 99 Ramsar sites, covering an area of approximately 13.26 lakh hectares. The state with the highest number of Ramsar sites in India is Uttar Pradesh. The Ramsar Convention was signed in 1971 in Ramsar, Iran, and entered into force in 1975. The Ramsar Secretariat is located in Gland, Switzerland, and World Wetlands Day is celebrated on 2nd February. In conclusion, the designation of Shekha Jhil as India's 99th Ramsar site marks a significant milestone in the country's commitment to wetland conservation, and it highlights the importance of protecting these critical ecosystems for maintaining biodiversity, regulating water cycles, and supporting human livelihoods. The conservation of wetlands is essential for India's ecological balance and has significant implications for the country's development and climate change mitigation efforts.